On a recent food adventure around Acadiana, I brought home an ice chest full of Cajun meats, as usual. And also, a new appreciation for the inexhaustible appetite we have in Louisiana for our own food traditions. The ways they unite people, the differences on which intensity deepens, and what that cultivates between us. We were going after ponce, an oddity in the pantheon of pork offered at many Cajun butcher shops. It's a pig stomach, stuffed with sausage and smoked, and it's our closest local corollary to Scottish haggis. If this gives you an ooh factor, well, you might not get very far along Louisiana foodways. A Cajun ponce is essentially an alternative expression of a butcher shop's house sausage blend, packaged in a pig stomach and prepared and enjoyed differently, more like a slow roast than the quick grill and gobble fate of many sausages. We had gathered a small group of like-minded meat obsessives and hit the road with a common interest. We dubbed it Tour de Ponce, after the somewhat better-known French bicycle race. Traversing Ponce country meant touring the Cajun prairie in all its springtime splendor. The broad horizon was a two-tone of blue sky cut by a distant tree line, green fields, and crawfish ponds. Yellow flowers wreathed the roadside ditches, silver rice silos gleamed around the bend. Getting from one shop to the next was just part of the fun, as was sampling the hot boudin and many other meaty bites from one counter to the next. After we'd loaded the ice chest with examples, it was time to taste a ponce, so a long, slow home cooking session commenced. That's when the stories really started coming out. People sang the praises of ponce as late-night food, as leftovers and sandwich fixins. Mostly, though, the meal stirred memories of family dinners, of special occasions where one of these bad boys always seemed to have a place on the table. When the food is good and distinctive and tied to place and forms that bond between people like this, cooking some specialty meat can be a special occasion all on its own. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.